You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our pastor, the Reverend Charles D. Twyman. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
There is a passage of scripture I want to read in your hearing, found in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 22, and you'd be good to read that, and I'm hoping that this will indeed be a blessing to you. Proverbs 6:22, you'll find familiar words. It says, train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen, amen. Train up the child. Our message is entitled, Home Training. Home Training. I love the book of Proverbs, and the book of Proverbs is full of many pithy sayings. And the Bible says in 1 Kings 4:32 that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And the wisdom that he shows and other writers of the Proverbs are like similitudes, and their representation of parables and different things. And what we need to understand most clearly about the book of Proverbs, while these are sacred and inspired writings, Proverbs are not necessarily promises from God, but more like principles. They're principles that when we apply them, the likelihood that we will find favorable results. So when this text says, train up the child in the way he shall go, you might do all you can, but you don't know what way he's going. And when he gets old, he'll not depart from it. If you do a good job in training the child, the likelihood of him sticking with what you train him to do will stay with him. Not only will it stay with him, it'll be passed on to his children and even to his children's children. Amen. But I've been looking at this world as it is. Did you not know that in the last 50 or 60 years, the whole pattern of traditional family has changed? Amen. There's been a shift. There's been a change. The pattern from two biological or adoptive parents and a working breadwinner father and a full-time mother at home has changed. Among the forces of change were a massive influx of women into the workforce with an emphasis on self-fulfillment. Amen. And the high rate of divorce and cohabitation, and of course the women's movement, the women's lib, contributed a lot to this. And women left their former predetermined roles as homemakers and workers and went into the workforce. And since 1986, amen, the United States has had the highest divorce rate in the entire world. And now the world leader in fatherless families. Amen. Temptation said Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Amen. Amen. But don't bring Papa so mad, because sometimes Mama run him away from home. Amen. Don't put it all on Papa. Amen. Amen. He loved his kid. He just couldn't stand that woman. Amen. In the past 30 years, the divorce rate doubled. Gender roles has changed. Working mothers now make up 70% of all working people in the family unit. The growing numbers of single parent households has risen, and there's a rise of couples living together, shacking, amen, out of wedlock with no commitment to God or each other. the at-home fathers, stay-home daddies while mama's working. Amen. We've got some kept men. Amen. Some men being kept. Amen. And you kept men. Don't y'all say nothing. I got something for y'all. Amen. We got gay and lesbian families. We got transgender homes where the children are confused and don't know who to look like or who to act like. You got spousal abuse like never before. Domestic violence and all sorts of violence is on the uprise. Amen. You got children against children. You got children against their parents. Parents against children, and even got parents against parents. Amen. What a messed up world we're in right now. It seems to be no more nuclear family, and now we got steps and halves and blended families. Mother, father, and baby daddy situations. Amen. We got step families. Do you not realize that in the United States, you got 35 million step parents in the United States alone? You got grandparents raising their grandchildren. Amen. Because the children did a messed up job. Train up the child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. Homeschooling has become popular these days. And I'm not a fan of homeschooling because sometimes the teacher is the mother and she don't know what she's doing. Amen. But home training has always been popular. And even if you don't get homeschooled, you ought to get home trained. I mean, home training is when you tell your children to sit up. Tell your children to shut up. Amen. Tell your children how to behave. When to say thank you and please. Amen. I heard a young lady the other day, a little girl, and the lady told her, "Baby, you look so pretty today." She said, "I know." Where was the thank you? I know. Racism and hatred are things that do not come down through one's DNA. They are learned conditions that our children learn from their parents. We are raising angry young men and women. They're jealous, they're insecure, immature, and they don't fear God because they don't know nothing about God. They can rap, but they can't read. They can rhyme, but they can't reason. They know how to lust, but don't know how to love. Amen. Because they have to be taught. They have to be trained. They don't value life. They measure success by how much they can obtain, how much gain they can get, because they don't know that Jesus said, "But what profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? What will a man give in exchange of his soul?" We've got some problems. And I know right now you're saying, "Well, this don't apply to me." You let me just preach. It does. It apply to you. If you've ever read the seven goals of this church in your bulletin, I'm at number 5 right now. Because I said I will reach into the family and provide Christian structure. That's what I'm trying to do, give y'all some structure today. And one of the problems that I see is we gave the kids too much. "Well, I didn't have it, and I want them to have it." Wait a minute. You not having it was a good thing. Because you learn how to earn it. Amen. Amen. Mom and daddy didn't just give me no allowance. You had to earn the allowance. Amen. You had to learn how to cook and how to clean, how to sweep, how to rake, how to shovel, how to use a hammer, how to use a screwdriver, and know the difference between a monkey wrench and a crescent wrench. And the reason y'all can't teach your kids because y'all don't know none of that. Amen. Some of y'all can't cook, can't wash, can't clean. You have to learn, teach your children how to wash clothes and iron clothes. Mama taught us how to iron clothes. Mama taught me how to cut up a chicken. Amen. Teach your children how to save money. And you can't teach your children how to save money when you can't save money. Teach them how to have a relationship with God. And again, if you don't have a relationship with God, why would you expect your children to have one? And all I know you had some things in mind. You wanted to protect them, but what you did was you really wrecked them. Because you overprotected them. And God does not overprotect his children. See, if you're thinking that, well, Reverend, you're not talking to me because I don't have any kids or all of my kids are grown. If you're a child of God, you're still a child. This does pertain to you. You see, God lets his children bump their heads every now and then. Yes, he does. Sometimes he allows us to fall on our knees because that's a good place for us to be. Because we can learn how to trust God and we can walk by faith and learn how to pray. So sometimes God's got to knock you down, amen, and appreciate his grace. See, the training guide that God gave us is that I will spank you, amen. Whom God loves, he chastises. Did you get that? He chastises you because he loves you. If he didn't love you, he let the devil beat your behind. Amen. But whom God loves, he chastises. Come on, I know. I've heard these people. Well, I would whoop him, but I don't want him to be angry at me because I want to be his friend. Come on, let me tell you something. You don't have no time to be no child's friend. You need to be a parent. And let me tell you something about parenting. I don't care how old your child gets, you will always be a parent. All my kids grown, and I'm still their daddy. Amen. Amen. And they better recognize, too. They're not probably on the best behavior, but I bet you all of them in church. Amen. Let my kids say amen. Wait a minute. Some of y'all ain't your daddy. Wait a minute. Back up on this. Sister Twyman said, no, I want to get this straight. Sister Twyman and I have four kids only. I have no others anywhere. Amen. I want to make that straight. Amen. I don't know who that was saying amen, Sister Twyman. That was not my baby. Amen. Don't believe in corporal punishment. I don't want to spank him. Protective services. I wish protective services would come over my house. Talking about me whooping my kid. First of all, they couldn't find my kid. I'd have him in a closet tied up somewhere. Have them duct tape over their mouth. They couldn't say nothing. And when you beat them up, you didn't let them go to school so they could see the bruises. Y'all got to know how to beat them. Amen. Amen. You don't leave no bruises. That's right. You got to know how to do that. Amen. Put some golf balls and marbles in a sock. Amen. You gotta see. Now they taping this. I don't want to get arrested. Amen. Let me throw some word on this so you don't think I'm just making this up. Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. This is the word of God. Amen. They come in the world foolish. And I don't know about you, but I did some real foolish, stupid things when I was a kid. Amen. I had protective service that come by my house. My daddy would have beat them too. Amen. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him often or betimes. Proverbs 19:18, chasten thy son while there's hope. So you start at a very early age, and let not thy soul spare from his crying. You see, crying messes up some of y'all. Oh, I didn't mean to whip you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Say, Mama didn't care about you crying. And mama would whoop us, and she only whooped us because daddy had two jobs, amen, because he, a real man, will work to take care of his family. My daddy was a real man. He worked two jobs, and he didn't have time, so mama would whoop us. And seeing my brother, he couldn't handle interrogation like me, see. See, I could handle interrogation. Mama get us to the, who put their finger around that icing on that cake? I said, wasn't me. And I could do it with a straight face. I wasn't me. But she keep on interrogating you. And my brother, he was kind of weak, and he started crying. I said, look at him crying, Mom. He must have did it. And he'd get the whooping. Amen. I did that a lot to him. Amen. And then one day we was watching some Western, and we found out they said that Indians don't cry. And so me and my brother, we decided we wasn't going to be Negroes no more. We were going to be Indians. Got a little chicken feather and everything, put a little thing around our head, we're going to be Indian. And mama got to beating us one day, and I said, don't cry, we ain't going to cry. Just taking it. And mama said, oh, you ain't going to cry, huh? Then she reached up in heaven and got something, I don't know what it was. But mama came down, boy, hit up, boy, we started crying, Lord have mercy. I want to cry now when I think about it, man. Took my little Indian feather off, threw that thing away. Amen. I'm going to be a Negro again. Amen. No, but sometimes we would talk to mama. Wait till your daddy get home. No, mama, you beat us. You go ahead. Go ahead. He ain't here. We don't want to bother daddy. He working. Because daddy didn't have no mercy. No mercy. He beat you and didn't care. He didn't care. Cry if you want to. But mama, she's tender hearted. You start crying like you, oh, my arm, like it's going to fall off. She might get weak, but daddy, he didn't care. Let it fall off. Let me hit you on the other arm, amen, and the leg and everything, amen. Yeah, they didn't hit you at anything, too. They didn't care. Daddy had a belt. But I know my grandmother, she had an iron cord, and Grandma didn't play no mess neither, because if she couldn't find an iron, of course, she'd beat you with the ironing board, anything she can get hold to. She'd tell you, go out there and get a switch, and you better not go no little switch. She'd come back with a tree limb. Amen. Amen. I know some of y'all ought to say amen, because I know I'm talking to some of y'all too. That's how it used to be. It ain't that way no more. Kid, you hit a kid, now they roll their eyes at you. I rolled my eyes at my mama one day, and next thing I know, I'm down on the floor trying to find my eyes. But daddy had knocked them out of my head. Amen. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. I think that was my father's very favorite verse. Amen. Because if he didn't beat me out of hell, he beat the hell out of me. Yes, he did. Amen. Proverbs 29:17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Amen. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bring his mother to shame. That's the word. Proverbs 17:25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Correction and chastisement are necessary, for they build character in your life. And again, whom God loves, he chastises. Train up the child. Teach the child. The Hebrew word for train means to dedicate. And you cannot dedicate the child until you dedicate it to God. Amen. And that he's living, and that he will remember it all of his life if you do it right. You see, we're all being trained. If you are a child of God, teach your children to choose the right path, is what it says in another version. And when he's older, he will remain upon that path. See, raising a child and training a child are not the very same thing. You see, you can feed the child, clothe the child, bathe the child, You can give care to the child, attention to the child, love to the child, but that child still needs to be trained. You see, children come, you get the standard package when they come with the standard equipment. Sin is already bound up in them. You know, you don't have to teach children how to be bad or how to sin. They already know. If you don't believe me, get a little two-year-old with a terrible tooth and give them a box of crayons. They'll write on everything. You have to train them that. No, you don't write on mama's wall. You don't write on grandfather's wall. We had one writing all on the carpet, wasn't it? Writing on the floor and on the hardwood. Amen. See, the standard equipment, they will lie. They will steal, misbehave. Because the scripture, as I read to you, Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound up in their heart. And don't be telling me about, no, my child would never do that. You don't even know your child. You don't know what your child will do. Your little daughter will go to school in her little uniform and leave out just as pristine, get to that school, get in that bathroom and roll that skirt up till it's about this long, amen. Open up that blouse, amen. Let her hair down and everything and be like a little hoochie mom all over the school until she come back home and she get herself straight again. Amen. You don't know what your child will do. Amen. Amen. Raising a child takes some time. Now, brothers and sisters, that all you want is the standard model. That's all you're going to get. But you really need the deluxe model. That premium model, you know that. I remember when I got my truck a little while ago. I went to get the truck, and they told me to order it. And I said, "You mean it don't come with air conditioning? No, that's extra. What about the sunroof? No. Power steering, power brakes, all that's extra." I said, "Well, what about the windows? Power windows, that's extra." I said, "I want it fully loaded. Give me the everything. I want the power. I even got power running boards on mine. I got it all." Because I want a deluxe model. And that's the same way. If you want a deluxe model child, you're going to have to train them and work with them to get that, because they all come standard. Yes, amen. Yeah. They come standard. You got to work with them. If you want a child that's mild-mannered, that's polite, that's loving, that's appreciative, that's able, that's intelligent, that speaks well and says ask instead of acts. And if your child, you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Every sentence, you can't even make a sentence without a verb and an adverb and an adjective and a noun. You see what I'm saying? Do you see what you're saying? Learn how to articulate. And you don't get that in school. You get that at home. Mama will slap you upside your head. You better be careful. And you couldn't say, "Oh, no, she told a lie on me." She told a what? I meant she told a story. Some of y'all know I'm right. I thank God for my parents and how they raised me. I wasn't thanking them then, but I thank them now for every whooping I got. And I got a lot of whoopings. Oh, God, did I get a lot of whoopings. Because my sister was a tattletale. She'd tell everything. Teach your children how to speak intelligent, and because that's an optional thing. It takes training. It takes work. Children need to see a working model of what they should be. And that working model is you, because whatever they see, do they do. It ain't what you say to do. They got to see it. You can't tell your children you need to go to church and you don't go. Amen. Amen. You see, children pick up on all our negative characteristics. They do. If you have fears, they pick up on your fears. They pick up on your temperament. They pick up on your body language. They pick up on your sorrows, your despair, your distaste, your prejudices. All of this comes from them watching you. That's why I'm bothered when I see little boys start acting like their mama, because their daddy ain't around. And they become effeminate. Amen. Because they do like, they're getting to walk like mama, talk like mama, do their hand like mama. That bothered me a lot. Amen. all those negative characteristics that follow. If you fuss, they'll fuss. If you cuss, they will cuss. They might not do it in front of you, but they've learned it from you, and they will do it. Listen, that parent, if we care more about their report cards than we do about their character, we're not doing the training properly. Amen. Little children, you don't call grown-ups by their first name. That's Mr. or Mrs. or sister or brother. You don't call. Who do you think you are? You be careful. I got knocked upside my head a lot just by saying the wrong thing. And then Mama, she would tell you, you know, get somewhere and sit down. And I didn't know where somewhere was, but I went and found somewhere to sit down. Amen. I didn't know. I just did it. Amen. I brought you in the world, I take you out. Y'all never heard that before? They had me scared to death of them. Amen. I thought sure my daddy had a hit on me. Amen. When you're trained, it becomes a habit. You see, children really need two parents. And even though Papa was a rolling stone, Papa, you need to spend some time with your children. I know that they're making you send a check every month, but they don't just need the check, they need you. They need you to be interested in what they're doing and spend some time, go to their game and go to the different things. And Papa, you need to be there. You need to be there. Even if you don't get along with Mama, you need to be there in their life. Amen. You see, parents are like training wheels. Amen. When my daddy bought me a bicycle, I couldn't ride it. I'd fall down. He put some training wheels on it, but it was two. Because I needed two to keep me balanced, to keep me stable. And then it kept me from leaning too far to the left or to the right. And that's what parents do. They keep you from leaning too far to the left or to the right, because they'll slap you upside your head. Amen. And get you right in a minute. Amen. So parents are good training wheels. And if you lose your parents, you will miss your parents. That's why you need to love them as much as you can while you got them. Amen. Amen. I remember Daddy slowly lifting up the training wheels once I learned how to get balance. And then one day he took them off. Amen. And I had to navigate the bicycle and find my own balance. And that's the same way it is when parents leave you. If they've trained you right, you can navigate through this life without them still knowing you got a heavenly father. One of the things about riding a bicycle, we didn't have no helmets on our head. Amen. Amen. Now I see that everybody got a bike, so got a helmet. Grown folk got a helmet on their head now. We just fell, hit our head. We just didn't do that no more. Amen. I remember riding my bike, didn't have no brake, just run into something soft. Amen. Amen. These kids are messed up now. They're so spoiled. They don't understand. Mom, you come home. Mama say, get out the house. And you stayed out the house. Amen. Till the street light came on. When the street light come on, you better have your behind on the porch. Amen. In the summer, we stayed out all day. We didn't have no bottled water. Amen. We drank from a water hose, amen, a gardening hose. That was some good water. Amen. You dropped some candy on the ground, kissed it up to God, and you ate it anyhow, amen. It didn't kill us. I'm still here, amen. And a whole lot of dropped candy, amen. Amen. God watched over. We rode in the back of pickup trucks. And when I was coming up, we didn't have no seatbelts in the car. Mama stopped real quick. Mama, throw that arm out there. That was the only seatbelt we had. Listen. Last year, when I had my knee operated on, Sister Twyman had to drive the car, and she slammed on brakes. She still threw that arm out there. I said, girl, I'm 71 years old. You ain't got to stop me. I had my seatbelt on. Back in the day, if you was in the back seat and they stopped, you end up in the front seat, amen. You just get back in the back seat, that's all. These kids so spoiled now, amen. We didn't have no electronic games to play. We played hide and seek, butter gutter, amen, ring-a-leave-a-yo, amen, and a few other games I can't say up in here, amen, that we played. But we had fun. Our social life was with the kids around us in the block. Nowadays, people don't even know who live on the block. Amen. Come home from school, you took your school clothes off, put your play clothes on. On Sunday, you wore your Sunday clothes. Amen. That's the only time you wore your Sunday clothes. And after a while, school clothes became play clothes. Because you know next September, next August, you got some new clothes coming. Amen. You knew that. That was just the way it was. And we wasn't ashamed to wear some hand-me-downs. Amen. My cousin, I used to wear all his hand-me-down clothes. Amen. Until he had a growth spurt and got to be about 6 foot something. I couldn't wear his clothes no more. Amen. And blue jeans is a fashion statement now. They had holes in them all the time. We had patches on top of patches. I'm just telling you how it was. These kids today talking about, I don't want to wear that. What you mean you don't want to wear that? Look here, talking about, no, I don't want to wear that to school. I don't want to have my hair like that. I remember I come home one day and my wife said, Jason didn't cut his hair. I said, Jason did what? He had took a razor and made a little mark in his head because that was the thing. And I said, come here, boy. I said, did you cut your hair? No, Daddy, I'm losing. I'm getting premature bald here. I said, come on up here in the room. Let me get my belt. And I commenced to beating him. I told him, I said, my daddy said, you ain't gonna thank me now, son, but one day you're gonna thank me. I never did thank Daddy for all the beatings he gave me, but I told Jason, I said, I'm gonna whoop you not because you cut your hair, but because you lied to me. So I began to whooping him. I mean, I was whooping him good too. He was hollering, and then he said, help me, Jesus! And he said it so convincingly, I stopped. I said, Jesus, don't be giving me no heart attack up here while I'm trying to whoop this boy down. I'm only doing what the words say to do. Amen. And I remember one time he was 12. I never forget this. I know he back there, but I said this. We were about 12 years old, and we were getting ready to go to church. And he said, well, I ain't going today. He said, maybe I'll go next Sunday. I'm going to stay home and eat cereal and watch cartoons. That's it. And because I'm tired of wearing a suit every time I go to church anyway. All them other preachers' sons and daughters, they don't be wearing dress clothes and suits. Well, I got to wear a suit. I said, son, hold up. You know I love you. You going to church. As a matter of fact, not only are you going to church today, you going to church every Sunday. And now when you're grown and move out the house and on your own, I'm coming by your house. Pick up you, your wife, and your kids, and you still coming to church. He back there right now. Amen. I didn't have to go get him, though. Amen. 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 We're in a sad disposition when kids tell their parents what they're going to wear, what they're not going to wear, and how they're going to wear their hair. Ain't that a mess? Nuh-uh. You wear your hair like I want you to wear your hair. And we give them too much. Kids 5 and 6 years old got cell phones. Who you calling? You 5 years old? My granddaughter Kennedy, text me one morning when she was 7, about 6 o'clock in the morning, talking about, hey, this is Kennedy. I was wondering if you could get me a hoverboard for my birthday. I said, this is 6 o'clock. I heard it go bing. Who 6 o'clock in the morning talking about, hey? I didn't even know she knew how to text. 7 years old. Well, she didn't get the hoverboard from me. But I heard Christmas she got one, amen. But no, 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 no. 6 o'clock in the morning talking about hate? And these kids, they know all these technical things. And if you grown-ups don't know, give it to a kid. They'll show you how to fix your phone and everything. They come tax-savvy, amen, but don't know nothing about God. Because they have to be trained. I know I'm taking a long time with this, but y'all need to say this because, see, you're still in training. I'm still in training. I'm not everything I need to be. I'm training to not only be a great Christian man, I'm training to be a good husband, a great husband, a good father, a great father, a good godfather, great grandfather. I'm trying to do all of that and to be a great pastor. Amen. I'm in training. The Holy Spirit has all of us in training. Don't think that you have arrived to a place where you can take it easy now. You're never, ever good enough. God doesn't want the standard Christian. He wants the deluxe model. He wants it fully loaded, power everything. That's what the Lord wants. That's why some of you don't have no power, because you haven't been trained. If you're trained, you come fully loaded. You'll have power everything. Power steering, you'll let the Lord steer you. You'll have power brakes, you'll know when to stop. Amen. Let the Lord train you. Amen. The problem, as I see it, that parents' lives are so messed up until they don't care what's going on in their children's lives. Train them up. Spoiled children, amen, often grow up to become spoiled adults. I can look around here and know we got some spoiled adults in here. And I can just about tell who raised you, mama or daddy or just mama. Amen, amen. I can tell. You can talk to some people. Some of these men don't know how to stand up or shut up. Amen. God is still teaching me how to stand up, how to shut up, how to just listen sometimes. And I'm still learning. I know y'all don't like when I say that men ought to stand up and women need to shut up. And I heard what y'all say. Y'all say, well, when he stand up, I'll shut up. If you shut up, maybe he will stand up. That's your big problem. And you said it while I was preaching. You said when I said it too. Amen. I know what I'm saying. I don't care. Amen. When you get your own church, you say what you want to say. Hello. I know what the problem is. Amen. Have you seen the news lately? Do you know what kind of times we're living in? Living in a time where you got bullying and cyberbullying is on the rise. Child molestation is on the rise. Human trafficking. Amen. It's growing and growing. Children are changing their gender with the parents' permission. God made you a boy, stay a boy. God made you a girl, stay a girl. Amen. You got lesbian clubs in our grade schools. Feminine mama boys groomed by fatherless home, smothered by their mothers. I can't stand a little sissy smothered by his mama. Amen. He ought to have an uncle or some man in his life. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you this too. Be careful who you leave your kids with. You can't leave your kids with everybody. And all of this, though, these little sleepovers, y'all better watch that stuff. Don't you realize that most of what your children know about sex, they learn from their cousins, their uncles, and their aunts, and so forth? Don't you know children are sexual when they're 5 and 6 years old now? Haven't you been paying attention? These little pajama parties. Children are sexually active at 5 and 6 years old. Ain't that a mess? And you don't know nothing about it. You're so busy somewhere running your doggone mouth, you don't know what your children are doing. Train them up. Talking about, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. That's what little kids do. They did the same thing when I was a kid. Amen. Amen. They kids ain't changed. They need Jesus. Listen, listen, listen. We have in this church, and this is a good church. This is a great church. Amen. We cater to our children. That's why we have the children's church. That's why we have Pioneer Girls and Pioneer Boys. And Deacon Chloe and Sister Chloe are doing an excellent job. And they need help. Amen. They need help because we can't find a lot of good men that will work with the boys. They work with them for a while and then they leave them alone. Amen. We make an attempt to fill every void in the children's life. We got teen council. And let me say this about children's church. You'll never find a better person than Sister Dansby. Amen. Amen. Heading up our children's ministry. Her and Sister Suba have been tested in the Detroit public schools. Amen. As teachers. Now, if you ever want to be tested, you got to be in Detroit. All Detroit public school teachers know how to deal with kids. They do. Amen. Amen. We have our teen council. We do all of these different things to teach our children some things, but we only got them for a little time. And then we send them back home to you. Teach them something that will stay with them. Amen. Teach them something. We try to teach them something they can't get in public school or private school. Something that will stick with them, that they might know that they can have Jesus Christ in every aspect of their life. We're trying to pour that into them. And then we got many miracles at our daycare, which is not really our daycare. They're separate from us, but they're in our building. You got King Scholarship. We try to help your children, sometimes more than you help them, in going away to college. We got the children's choir. We have the praise dance ministry. We have a gymnasium. We give them road trips. They play games. And God knows they eat well in here. Amen. We burn up our buses trying to keep your kids actively moving and going places that you haven't taken them. Amen. Amen. But more than anything, we try to show them love. Because sometimes these children are void of love. And I know that. I've watched on Friday night when they drop them off for Pioneer Club. They pull up in the lot. They just slow down a little. They don't even stop. They just slow down. The back door open and they jump out. Amen. Car just keep on going around. And they're going, hey, we got date night tonight. And sometimes they don't come back till real late. We be trying to hold your kid till you come back because you don't want to be bothered with them. And we're trying to help your children, amen, and be a blessing to them that they might grow up and know that somebody cared. Somebody loved them. But they need home training. These are your children. And we try to help them without spoiling them. These are your grandchildren. It's a wonderful thing to have children around you, and I love to have children around you, but these are some strange times, especially in this, the millennials are coming along. Let me read this, and I'm about through now. I'm going to read this from the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and see if it sounds something like today. Proverbs 30 and 11 says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lovely are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. Does that sound like today's children? Then we've got a major problem. We need some home training, and we need you to be trained. Because these are some terrible times we live in. Let me close when I tell you that Jesus is our primary example. Well, the Bible says in Luke 2:40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Talking about Jesus. And one day when Joseph and Mary had brought him to Jerusalem and they left, they had forgot Jesus and left him behind. And when they came back to find him, they found him in the temple. And he was teaching the doctors there in the temple. But the Bible says in Luke 2:51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He was trained because he was trainable. He was taught because he was teachable. And sometimes the Holy Spirit has to make you teachable and trainable. And sometimes it takes hard knocks because God has to knock you down in order for you to get up and have the character built up. Listen to what it says in Philippians 2:8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was a man who was obedient to his parents and especially his Father in heaven, for he came here on a mission from his Father. He came to die for us upon Calvary's cross. He who knew no sin came to have all sin put upon him. Oh, yes, he did. He suffered, bled, and died. You talking about you can't beat your children? They beat my Savior. They beat Jesus with the cat of nine tails. They beat him until it didn't even look like a man. They beat him and took him to a rugged cross. They nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. He suffered, he bled, and he died. They put him in a borrowed tomb. And he stayed there Friday and all day Saturday. But the record says it was early Sunday morning. He got up from the grave with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. And he did it just for me. And he did it just for you. Grandparents, parents, train up your children. Children of God, be trained in the Lord. God doesn't want just a standard Christian who've been water baptized, received the right hand of fellowship. He wants the deluxe model, the kind that has all power in his hand. Be that. You're never, never everything you could be. Be everything you could be. I'm still striving. The Holy Ghost still working on me. Amen. I'm striving to be the greatest pastor you could ever have. Keep praying for me as the Lord works on me. Please stand to your feet. The door to the church is over. Forgive me for going a little over.
We hope you enjoyed this message today. And we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.